Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
And a wish to be always like this.
Now, I'm here with Caroline Quigley. She's the reason we're here, for heaven's sake. Institute for Culture Travel. We're here. Listen to the sound.
Stunning.
Stunning. And it's not silent, but it's beautiful. And it's probably about 25 degrees as we speak. The company that you run, the tours you do, are people very specific about what they want? I mean, we're outside Massey Winery right now, or Massey as it's called. Are people very specific about what they want, or do they just let you offer what you do?
But you know, it's a little bit of both, Marty. So Institute for Culture Travel is for lovers of opera, ballet, classical music, and all things cultural. So we do group tours where we arrange the whole holiday from start to finish. So you've got your hotel, your flights, your guided tours, your opera seats, your dinners. And then we have other clients who are very specific and know what they want to do, and we will tailor make and design their holiday for them. So really it depends on the person themselves, whether they'd like to maybe travel with like-minded people as part of a group, or independently travel themselves.
Well, what's great about it is that with respect to having to think, you don't have to do a lot of thinking. You do. The people who travel can say, okay, this is what I want, can you make it happen? And that's a great thing to be able to do, so that people can then come and enjoy their time without having to think about a transfer, without having to think about, well, how do I get into this place, or how do I go to that opera, you do it all.
We do it all, that's right, yeah, so from start to finish. And the beauty of that is we would get a lot of solo travellers.
Isn't that important? People can travel on their own.
It's very important, and they feel a sense of security when they're part of the group. They're on their own, they meet people. You know, we have people who travel regularly with us who've met on our tours, and they travel again and again.
Any love stories?
Yeah.
Any love stories?
Not that I know of. No love stories. No. I don't think we've had a wedding yet. Maybe in the future.
I haven't had to buy the hatch yet for the wedding. Yeah. No. But isn't it lovely? Because therefore they reconnect. And people who may not go out that often or may not travel without a companion suddenly say, well, hang on a second, I can do this. Because not everybody wants to go to certain things, and now they can.
Yeah. And, you know, it can be difficult to get opera tickets for operas and opera festivals abroad. People, you know, aren't always necessarily sure how to do that and how to ensure that they have good seats after travelling all that distance. They want to have a good seat at the performance that they're at. So they know when they book with Institute for Culture Travel, they're going to get, you know, a seat at the opera. Now, if they want something, you know, a little bit further back, of course we do that as well. But the majority of people who travel with us are travelling because they want to see the performance.
Yes, but you take it over. That's the great thing. You take it over. Now, we're in Italy, of course, and we love Italy. But you do lots of other countries as well.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do all the big opera houses. We're in Italy, and Italy is a big one, not just Verona, where we are today, but Milan, obviously La Scala is a big one for us, Rome. Outside of there, Vienna is probably our next big one, Berlin after that. It's a very, very popular one for our tours to Berlin. But we do all the summer festivals, you know, so we do a lot of them. Morbihan, Bregenz, ones that people just wouldn't really think of or be able to get to themselves. They can travel as, you know, as part of
somebody wanted, if somebody wanted to inquire, they just get in touch with you. You have a website, presumably, which is?
Instituteforculturetravel.ie.
That's all you have to do when you say, I would like to go to X. And then you come back and you say, well, this is what we can do for you.
Yeah, or pick up the phone and speak to one of the staff there. I mean, they're all experts in opera, ballet and classical music travel. That's the beauty of it.
Yes.
They've been to lots of the venues as well, so they can advise people where best to stay and where best to eat. So, yeah, just pick up the phone is probably the best place to start.
Is it true that here you're almost on a bound to have a glass of wine, would you think?
Oh, I think you'd have to.
I must say, I'm so glad I met you.
Thank you.